Blood breaks the bed by an uninvited guest kissing too hard, while her long ponytail is pulled way back to the bend and crack of her back backward, knocking sense into her to leave him. She kisses my cheeks, her brown daughter, my white godmother. Her stories gesture like hands pushing off a man who threw her on the bed. My father, her father, could have been our father. These men we trusted with our laughter and toes. Her time in Vietnam trumpeted the hour when I would have been born on a Pacific island 1,000 miles away. Her eyes well up when she recalls Bobby Kennedy's death, and the whole world reels in that moment all over again. How we met, you ask? Good question. We shared stories of our babies who never were, and somewhere along the way, it seemed we had known each other 50 reincarnations ago. There is no magical wand she waves to procure glass slippers. Her favorite flowers are calla lilies, gracing the bow of her arm like a beauty queen, while a whole tub of calla lilies as her garden conjures her mother's wedding bouquet. In the end, we are favorites to our fathers, while we relentlessly spend our lives trying to pull our mothers from the baseboards where they wanted so much for their daughters to forever reach and drive the stars.